This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russian shelling killed 5 civilians and wounded 5 others in 2 East Ukrainian cities Saturday, the local governor said. The fighting has become increasingly fierce in the region, where authorities have urged residents to evacuate before a feared Russian offensive. Saturday, the Ukrainian army announced on Facebook that it had, quote, destroyed 4 tanks, 8 armored vehicles, and 7 enemy vehicles, end quote, as well as, quote, a plane, a helicopter, end quote, and drones. Air raid sirens sounded in cities across eastern Ukraine, which has become the focus of Russian military action in recent weeks following a withdrawal from areas close to Kyiv. Britain's prime minister is in Kyiv to meet with Ukraine's president. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The meeting between Boris Johnson and Volodymyr Zelensky is being described by officials as a show of solidarity with the Ukrainian people. The unannounced visit comes a day after Johnson pledged another $130 million in high-grade military equipment to Ukraine. Speaking on Friday at a news conference with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, Johnson said he would give Ukraine's military more Starstreak anti-aircraft missiles, another 800 anti-tank missiles, and precision munitions capable of lingering in the sky until directed to their target. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer visited the war-torn Ukrainian city of Bucha Saturday following a meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Earlier, he had pledged that the European Union would continue to ratchet up sanctions against Russia, quote, until the war stops, end quote. Nehammer also said that Austrian embassy staff would return to Kyiv from western Ukraine. The EU